I resent, you know, some of the, I love Candace this season because she's so different. No, you just woke up.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
I have really missed y'all, okay? Now, I've seen the threatening tweets. I've skimmed the DMs asking me where the show was. But I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, okay? My holiday break just got a little bit extended. I'm sorry. But we are back bigger and better than ever before with none other than an icon. Now, this woman has consistently risen to the occasion, giving us clear vocals, beautiful gowns, and nasty reads. And today, I get to sit with this music superstar. You know her from Real Housewives of Potomac, Candace Dillard-Bassett.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here.
I'm really happy to be here.
I am so elated that you're here. Now, we had initially met, you know, at this little shindig last year.
Last year, same time-ish.
And so now you're here. Shout out to that. Yes. We have so much to talk about. And I want to get straight into it. Are you okay?
I'm ready.
All right.
I got my cushion.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
Listen.
Yes.
So I want to talk to you about, like, the show first, right? You came on the show. Yes. I want to speak about the shift. Because as a viewer... You're watching the show. Like, you came on, your personality was high. You went from, like, season two being that firecracker. And today, you've shifted into this, like, graceful energy. You're moving in a space. You don't confront those characters and things like that. And now you're on the track to being one of the most iconic, influential housewives, is what everybody is saying. What was that shift? Like, do you realize that for yourself?
Oh. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's funny. A lot of people have said in season seven, you know, I hated Candace and now I love her. She's great. And that's perplexing for me because in my mind, I have always been the same. I joined in season three of the show and, you know, I was bubbly and happy and, you know, would still cuss a bitch out if she tried me. Mm-hmm. And that same energy exists in season seven today. I think the difference this season was I had always approached the show as if everything that was being presented on the show was genuine and honest and coming from a real place.
Yeah.
And this season was chock full of lies and BS and scripted drama. Mm-hmm. My scripted show is on All Black TV. It's called Hush.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to do scripted, you should audition for a show. But this is reality television.
Right, right.
And it should come from a place of reality.
Yep.
And I approached this season differently than I have in the past because what I was being given was false.
Right.
And I don't respond to fake shit on my real show.
Yeah, yes. I get you. I get you.
That for me was the difference.
Okay.
If that means that, you know, there's been a shift, then okay. But I honestly feel like I'm the same person.
Mm.
I'm the same person. Yes. There's been growth.
Yeah.
I mean, there has been growth.
I mean, hopefully we're all growing.
If you don't grow, you're dead.
For the better.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I resent, you know, some of the, I love Candace this season because she's so different. No, you just woke up.
Uh-oh. Oh, oh, you woke up. So you were talking about some of the falsities. I do want to ask you this because Robin Dixon confirmed the cheating. Carlos King talked about how, you know, it's a slap in the face to fans and things like that. What do you have to respond to that whole storyline that apparently that she like hid?
Yeah. I'll start by saying that I love Robin and...
Oh, you do? The people don't.
The people are mad at Robin. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry to this woman.
Yeah.
I love her. I got dragged for saying that Robin was the person that I trusted the most out of our friend group.
Mm-hmm.
But she was.
Yeah.
She was someone that I had a real friendship with outside of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't really see that. But like Robin is a homegirl. She, from my purview, was someone that kept it real and that was honest and that what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that all turned on its head for me when this explosion happened. Yeah. And then I think I also selfishly kind of resent the way that she handled these cheating allegations or the cheating. I don't know. It seems to be true.
She confirmed it.
Allegedly,
okay,
though.
Allegedly.
Because of the way that it has affected my family.
Yeah.
If she had perhaps been honest about what was going on, her fans and her her awful friends would not have had to make up these lies about Chris.
Yeah.
We could have focused on a real issue and a real situation, a real scenario that was happening in her life, which is what the show is supposed to be about, versus, you know, suffering through lies and lies that, thank you to the audience for being intelligent people. They were able to see through it.
Yeah.
And thank you to our production company for showing the truth.
Right.
Which they've, you know, I'm happy to be a part of a show and a part of a network and a production company that pretty much always shows the truth.
Yeah.
For better or for worse. I've gotten caught up in stuff. But they show the truth. And that has changed. That changed what could have been really awful for Chris and I.
Can I talk to you about Chris? Because I really do like y'all. So you was live recently. You were in Atlanta and he was back home. And I was like, y'all are just like homies at the core. And so like, that's really cool. I want to talk to you though about love, because I'll use myself for an example. One of the biggest challenges I've encountered in dating is those that want to maybe dim my light, right?
Mm.
And so being a big personality as yourself and stuff like that, I know you can relate because of lewd behavior.
Yes.
But what was the road to finding your forever love in Chris?
Believing that I was worthy of that kind of love.
Yeah.
And praying for a partner that I could bounce light off of.
Mm-hmm.
And being open.
Yeah.
I've said this before. I never saw myself being married to a white man.
Yeah.
That was a shock.
Darnell knows I had to pick up some equipment yesterday from this man. I said, oh, he is white. He is fine.
Okay. But see, that's the thing. I was open.
Yeah.
And Chris and I were friends first.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw him as someone that I would be with because I just always saw myself being married to a black man. Because my daddy black, my stepdaddy black.
Yeah.
Everybody around me was black.
Everybody black.
And Black History Month. Happy Black History Month.
Okay.
But you know, you love who you love.
Yeah.
And I was open to him, and us being friends first, I think, is what led me to feeling comfortable.
That matters.
Going there with him. Yeah.
What piece of advice would you give to an ex?
To an ex, oh my God. advice?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to think about an ex. Okay, who is an ex? Okay, I have one.
Uh-huh.
What would I say to him?
What would you say?
oh my God, I don't know. I would say, like,
good luck.
Sorry, period.
There you go. I ain't sorry.
You lost.
Beyonce, what does it take to be 100% fully yourself?
Just do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's easy to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think I can go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because I wake up as Candace, I walk the earth as Candace, and I go to bed as Candace.
Mm.
And there's no hidden agendas. There's what you see is what you get.
Right.
For better or for worse. And you've seen both.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things that we have in common is being an emotional person.
Oh, what is your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, I met an Aries last night. We were talking about like the comparisons and like the compatibility between Aries and Sag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And my dad's a Sag. So did you always embrace the tears?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
I used to be embarrassed that I was so emotional. I've always been emotional.
Okay.
That has always existed. And it took me a long time to embrace that I was an emotional person. And then I emote with tears, whether I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm frustrated, I'm confused. I will cry.
Yeah.
And it's what's funny is like being on the show and seeing the strong reactions that I get to my crying, it exposes for me how emotionally stunted mm-hmm. a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. And it helped me to embrace that I was genuinely myself.
Yeah.
And sometimes being yourself means you gonna shed a tear or six.
Can you teach me the iconic
the triangle? Okay.
Like I just need to know for future reference. Cause you know, I sit in front of this camera and I got makeup on my face right now.
Yes. So your skin is low.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Glowing.
But I wanna know, what is it?
Okay, so
real quick, I don't know how you do.
Yeah, okay, so you fold it into like a hamburger.
Got you.
And then you fold it again.
Okay.
And then you fold it over again.
Okay.
You just keep folding
just keep
it
folding.
Until you have a square.
Oh, okay, that's easy.
Okay, and then once you have the square, you fold the outer corners in.
Okay.
So you have a corner.
Oh.
And then you stick it into the duct, and so you don't mess up your makeup.
I got it.
And then you can also, as a professional crier,
yeah, I got it.
You can also, if you're crying, you don't have tissue, you can
lean down
so that you're facing the ground, so and the tears just fall out
the ground.
Until you can get a tissue.
You learn something new every day. Every
Boom.
Day.
Yes.
Every day.
You know.
Would you help Giselle get dressed?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to ask. Okay, well, I tried to help you, lady. Fuck, marry, kill. Happiness, Giselle's neck, or immigrants?
Wait, okay. Happiness, Giselle's neck, mm-hmm. and immigrants.
Yeah, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh my God, I'm bad at this game. Okay. Okay, fuck. Like have sex with
yes.
happiness.
Okay.
I'm fucking the shit out of happiness.
Okay, good.
Marry immigrants, kill Giselle's neck. Yes. That was easy.
That was it.
Okay.
You did good on
yes.
that one. Okay. Thank you so much for playing. who do you not like on the show?
Oh God. I mean, it's obviously at this point, you know. I'm starting over with everyone.
Okay, good.
It's like clean. Well, not everyone.
Oh, sorry.
I'm starting over with most.
Okay.
Because I was just talking about this with a friend. I'm at a place where it's really hard to know who is genuine,
yeah.
who you can trust,
yep.
who is not operating from a place of disingenuousness.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy is my homegirl.
I love her.
And I believe that she has always been genuine with me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep Wendy.
Okay.
I don't know about the rest.
Okay.
Karen, I love Karen.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had our moments.
Yeah, I understand.
So the rest, bye.
Would you go on The Masked Singer?
I would.
Really?
Yes,
yeah?
I would.
Okay.
I've loved that show from the very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what my costume would be.
Oh.
I know what my first song would be.
Yeah.
Yes. So I would.
Okay. Who's your favorite politician?
I don't like politicians. You know, I worked in politics and I left politics because I don't like politics.
Mm.
But if I had to choose, it would be Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Because I worked for him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was amazing.
Really?
I mean, it was history making.
Yes.
I worked for the first black president. And
yeah.
then I got to go to the campaign trail and reelect him.
You've had quite a journey.
Yeah.
Pageant, Obama,
yes.
TV, singing. Okay.
It's crazy.
And have you ever been starstruck by anybody?
Like that I've met in person?
Yeah.
I saw Ledisi last year at, was it Music Cares? I was leaving Music Cares, which is a Grammy event.
Okay.
And she is just a vocal acrobat.
She seems amazing.
And she was walking out and I was walking in and I was like, Oh my God. I love you. And it just, she's an amazing, talented Black woman. So I did lose it for Ledisi.
Let me ask you this. You've manifested a lot.
Yes. Yes.
You said you prayed to be on Real Housewives of Potomac.
I did.
You got the foot of your bed by the little couch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you've spoken that you've manifested a lot of other things in your life.
Yes.
Are you setting in motion already to be the first housewife with a Grammy? We're not talking about Candy Burrs because she had a Grammy before the show.
Prior. Yes. Yeah. She was pre-housewife.
Yeah.
She was. What did NeNe say? She was known before Housewives.
Yes.
Okay, not famous.
Not famous. Okay.
We can Candy talk about is that. Famous.
Like, Candy is famous.
Stop
I was
playing
like,
with me.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have. Okay. Imposter syndrome. We've all heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
I suffer from that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a part of me that feels like, do I deserve to even ask for a Grammy? And I'm like fighting. I'm fighting with that.
Mm.
Because, you know, the Grammy Awards is, depending on who you ask, that's the pinnacle of greatness for artists and producers and writers and everyone in the music industry. And sometimes it feels like, well, have I done enough to even be worthy of that conversation? But then I say, you know, then the other Candace on this shoulder is like
the confidence.
Yeah, like
I can do that.
Why the fuck aren't you worthy? Like,
there you go.
If why not you?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of going back and forth with that. But it's definitely in the conversations in my head and in my manifest journal.
It can happen. It can happen. Don't be your song. It's given. I think you're insecure.
Sing.
Okay. So when you just talked about. What was your response to the NeNe thing? You just brought it up. She said a lot of those girls are not famous. They're because you love NeNe.
I do. NeNe is our birthdays are a day apart. She's a Sag sister. I identify so much with her. The way that she thinks, the way that she emotes.
Yeah.
I think I get her.
Yeah.
I've met her several times. She's always been so kind.
Does she
to
think
me.
You're famous?
I'm well, she said none of those bitches is famous, so I guess I'm not. I mean, damn, NeNe, for real, girl? Like, we supposed to stick together in this. Okay. But, I mean, okay, I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people who flagrantly misuse adjectives.
Yes.
Famous being one of them. And I'm one of those people that, like when people say, oh, you're famous, you're a celebrity. Am I? I mean... not yet.
Okay.
Not to say that I won't be.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with being known.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Beyonce is famous. Barack Obama is famous. Michelle Obama is famous.
Mm-hmm.
Gandhi is famous.
Yeah.
Jesus is famous.
Yes.
So yeah, are we? I'll be known.
Jesus said, "I get it."
Listen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, amen. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Go to the back.
In the back. Okay, well, I understand. So you, like me, though, you grew up in a predominantly white space.
Yes. Where are you from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, yes.
Private schools and stuff.
Yes, same.
Yes. So how has that influenced how you show up on the show as a woman who has experienced colorism and racism, et cetera?
I mean, it has informed everything about the way that I show up, the way that I move, the way that I speak, the way that I... walk the earth, even. And it makes me proud to be Black, and it makes me want to be louder and more disruptive because there is this desire to shut us up.
Yeah.
And the colorism conversation has been really weird in this space because individuals that you would think would have a vested interest in fighting against and knocking down this mantle of discrimination are instead choosing to be mute and silent about it. And you'll see some of that at the reunion.
Oh, yes. Is there, I'm curious because you were in a tragic accident or a situation altercation that happened on the show. Is there an element of apprehension in filming just because of that, you know, came out of nowhere from Monique in that altercation? Like, are you apprehensive to film at all because of that situation?
No.
Okay.
No. Because I wasn't a fool. I wasn't the fool.
Mm-hmm.
The fool is unemployed.
Ain't she on like TLC? She's
unemployed.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think that you need to leave reality TV to, we talked about this Grammy, like Cardi B.
Yes.
Do you think you need to leave reality TV eventually to be taking even more serious as an artist?
Yes.
You do?
Eventually.
Yeah.
And there's a plan.
Okay.
And there is, yeah, there's a plan.
Who do you make music for?
Ooh. that's a good question.
Yeah.
I make music for myself first. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that is because I didn't have music fans when I first started.
Yeah.
I just had me. And I knew what I wanted to say and how I wanted to sound and who I wanted to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have amassed a following and fans who really love my music and really like see me through my music, I have a direction to go for myself and them.
There are two things that play in my head nonstop. One of them is what did she say? She said oh my gosh, Beyonce, right?
Yes.
And then there's sexy fine what? Like it's what?
Oh my god.
Yes.
Well, what
was that feeling? Like, I had you emote this song because everybody's eating it up. And do you have a certain process in creating the vibe to create this music? Because Sexy Fine Wine, somebody has made a child to that several times.
Real already?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I hope so. That also would be amazing.
Do you see the purple for the deep space today?
Really?
Oh,
is that for me?
Oh yeah. But go ahead. Go ahead.
That really warms my heart. So I create music from an emotional place. I'm an emotional person.
Yeah.
My first album was a dedication to 90s R&B and the way that 90s R&B albums used to be constructed.
Right.
And I wanted to tell stories. And Fine Wine it's a sexy song.
It is sexy.
And I struggle with, like, I'm actually a shy person.
I'm a shy person too.
Yeah. So that was like,
I'm an odd person to date.
Yes.
Because I'm like, ugh.
Okay. Yeah. Like, why are you touching me? Like, I'm like laughing during like intimate moments because it's like,
Yeah, I've laughed, I've cried, I've read.
Yes. And I feel like a freak. Like a weirdo.
I'm like, why am I here?
Yeah. But yeah. So that was like, I had to go in the booth and turn off all the lights and like, nobody look at me, please.
Yeah.
And close my eyes and like go somewhere else to really sing that song in a way that was believable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is you really eating these women up every reunion for me. How did you land on the feathers? The Blue Feather season 7 reunion.
Yes. Well, so the way that the reunion works is the network will give us a color and a theme, and it's usually based off of one of our cast trips. So this was Miami Nights.
Oh, got you.
And the color was blue, and I was like, "Oh, great. I look great in blue. This is going to be fabulous."
Yeah.
So when we were deciding on like the color, the actual like shade of blue, and then when the option of feathers was, it was either going to be feathers or like some just plain fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the feathers, I low-key thought of Cookie Monster.
Oh.
And
Cookie Monster, like that's not what you in your head would want to go for.
Well, no, but you know, sometimes when you want to pay homage to clowns and Sesame Street characters, it's and the option is right there. It's like, oh, this would be funny.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The clownery, the buffoonery. What can we expect from this season 7 reunion?
You can expect to see me going off a little bit. Okay. I was more calm than usual. Mm-hmm. But there were a few moments where I definitely blacked out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do
you have a drink?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You probably could, like, between in the breaks, but I like to be clear.
Clear. Where are you going?
Yes. Yeah.
I get you.
Okay. And then you will see the disillusion and the complete fall from grace of some.
Okay.
Just the mighty have fallen.
Well, I want to ask you this last question. Then we're going to play a game real quick.
Okay.
Or two of them. But there was chatter on Twitter that it is time for the older ladies to exit, leaving you, Wendy, Mia, Ashley, and Jacqueline with a few new additions.
Mm.
And you've stated that the network pushes Giselle and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see that happen?
Well, I'm not casting, you know, I'm not casting.
Okay.
That's not my job.
Yes.
But I would like to see a change.
Yeah, I get you.
And, you know, there may come a day when a change does include, okay, Candace has worn out her welcome. Hopefully I'll be able to leave on top and not, you know, because I've made a complete ass of myself. But yeah, when you make a complete ass of yourself and you dig a deeper hole and go down further, like sitting in hell, do you deserve to covet a spot on a show that is supposed to be about Black women living their honest, authentic lives?
True.
If you're not honest or authentic and you have nothing to contribute, what is your purpose?
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
Go act.
Yeah. Go act.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Are you scared of snakes? Because you had a snake in this video giving Britney Spears. Like, are you scared of snakes? Was that terrifying?
I don't know anymore because I thought I was afraid of snakes.
Uh-huh.
But I had a boa constrictor around my neck crawling over my head, like doing the tongue thing in my ear.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know. I think I turned into whatever my version of Sasha Fierce would be.
Mm.
And I like blacked out because when my dad saw the video, he was like, so that was CGI, right? Because you did not hold that snake. And I did. So I don't know. I guess I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, anything for the shot.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. So can we play quick games real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. So I have some cards for you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so it's called, I made this one up, First Thoughts on Pulling These Random Cards, right?
Okay.
Throwback Trends, what are your first thoughts on these?
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
So I just pull one.
Yep, go ahead. And hold it up to the camera. What's it giving?
Okay, I didn't partake in the Alizé culture.
Oh, okay.
No, I think I did like sneak the blue one when we weren't supposed to be drinking.
Yeah.
Like before I was 21.
Okay.
And like my friends in the hood would bring it to the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Put her down. Okay. What's next?
Oh, put it down.
Yeah.
The black gel. Shout out to the black gel.
Shout out to the black gel.
So this was pre edges, like when like creating like edges was a thing, but to like slick your ponytail down and like put your like wrap your fake hair around your ponytail.
Yeah.
I was all about that. Oh, this is like a nostalgic moment. Yeah. Okay, Hypnotic, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This I did do.
I had some of that too.
This in college.
Yeah.
I would go to the bar and ask for this. And my husband makes fun of me now because he's a food and beverage aficionado.
Right.
He's like, Hypnotic.
I used to put it with, I tried it with my dad. I put it with Hennessy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, yes. Same. Or Sprite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
I did it with Sprite.
Okay. What's this?
Is this the bun? What is this? The sponge.
That's that cosmetics with that red sponge. You never had one?
I didn't do this. Wait, is this for your face?
Mm-hmm.
Like to like exfoliate?
To get the moisture off.
Oh.
You ain't never seen that, Darnell?
Wait, what? Is it?
That's real in the city. Okay, put her down.
Okay, I gotta go find this. The thin version. Okay.
Okay.
Oh man, hell yeah! I was so yes, I was into the baby fat, the House of Darion,
yes,
all of the above. Yeah. I had like the cat earrings, I had the perfume, uh-huh. I had the baby fat sweatpants uh-huh. that had it across the butt. I think I had one of these jackets. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Kimora.
This is,
yes.
Yeah.
Contributions to the culture.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Don't play
this. Listen.
With me. This album.
The Bible.
This album is the Bible.
It's the Bible.
It slaps.
Full moon.
It will slap forever.
Brandy.
Put respect. Brandy, where is, can I talk, Brandy?
Talk to her.
You do not get the respect you deserve still to this day. But when I tell you that you wrote the book to every black ass person's life.
Yes.
Okay. Full Moon is, this belongs in the Bible.
It does.
This should be a chapter
yes.
in the Bible.
And the National Black Smithsonian. I don't know.
Oh my God. Like so many memories.
Iconic.
Yes. What is this? Fish sticks?
A fish fry.
Fish fry. Oh, I mean, we doing that tomorrow. Like, what?
Okay. Listen, all right. Never mind.
Fish fry.
Fish fry.
This is new.
This is modern.
Listen.
Oh, my gosh.
With some Texas Pete.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Real quick. Song Association.
Oh,
ding,
okay.
Ding, ding. Can you give me a jingle?
A jingle?
For Song Association.
Okay. This is going to be a great game.
Song Association.
Boom.
Okay. Love. The word is love.
Love. I don't want to. Okay, that was an obvious one. I want to do one that's not so obvious. Okay. Keisha Cole. Love never knew what I was missing.
Oh, yes.
I knew what I was missing. Yes.
Night.
Night. Okay, what's the song? The escape song? Tonight, oh. Tonight, oh.
Yes, yeah. They did really good at the recent
They killed
Soul
it.
Train. Yeah.
I was in the front.
Where? Okay.
They killed it. I was so proud of them.
Sweet.
Sweet love. Da, 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 da. I feel shame. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Black, back. Back.
We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to black.
Yes, I was thinking drive back, but okay.
Oh, or that. See? I failed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the fans. Yes. I don't know. Okay. I sing because I'm happy. And I sing because I'm free. Okay. Is I there?
Yeah, yes. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You.
The
word you.
You. There's so many. I don't know. There's so many. You. What is? Isn't it a Billy Joel song? You are the something of my life. Isn't that a song?
You know that Toni Braxton song? She's like, I love you.
What is that song?
It was
song?
On the Hand Side album. Okay, anyways.
Yes, I know that song.
All right.
What is it?
We tried. Listen.
Okay. We Thank can't you. End on that one. That one was terrible.
Oh, my God. Top.
Top?
Yeah.
You put my love on top.
Top.
Yes.
There we
okay.
go. We're not talking about the gays in the bedroom. So.
We could.
We.
Listen.
Okay. Yes. I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Y'all need a stream Deep Space Deluxe?
Yes.
Anything else? You're going on tour.
I'm going back on tour.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis maybe is in there. Chicago might be in there. New York might be in there. DC might be in there. Watch Hush on All Black TV. We just finished the season. It's streaming, so catch up. I'm doing a new movie with a network. I'm a lead.
Oh.
Opposite another big lead.
Oh.
I can't say what it is
All right,
yet.
We'll wait.
But I'll be in Atlanta shooting for 3 weeks for that, and I'll tell you when I can. Yeah, and lots of great things coming.
Awesome. Yes. Well, thank you for being here. We're going to cheers to our
yes.
tea. Okay.
Cheers.
All right.
Keeping our throats together.
Okay, we need
yes.
that.
Okay, keep it together.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Before you go, the Archie Podcast is growing. And if you're really interested in promoting your product, we'd love to have you as we continue to grow together. Because this is where the cool kids hang out. Email info at archiej.com today for more. Hey friends, thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow for more right here on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast. Oh, and visit archiej.com and follow me on social media at archiejspeaks, okay? And don't miss our weekly conversations right here on the Archie Podcast. Get into it.